This episode contains descriptions of sexual assault and sexual violence.
For anonymous, confidential help, 24/7, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 or go to thehotline.org.
Welcome to the Bad Boy Pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the Bad Boy Pod, brought to you by Lady Pods.
Jerry in the testicle. Damn, he really kicked the bucket, huh?
I miss him.
I miss him so much.
You would hate 2024.
Oh, I mean, who wouldn't? I hate 2024.
Ugh, so he hates it most of all.
So far, not so good.
So far, not so good. Ooh, that reminds me. I should write down my bad boy and good boy before I forget. Wow.
Oh, but it just came to you?
I mean,
I re-remembered when
I was like on the toilet that I should remember my bad boy and good boy. And I was like, you got to write those down, girl. Yeah.
I always remember things when I'm on the toilet.
Yes, that's the only time I can actually think.
Or in the shower, or right before really bed, think. Or at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Although 2 a.m. is when I get my best anxiety done.
Is that when you finally wake up from your coma?
My daily coma?
Your daily coma at 2 a.m.
Yeah, I wake up from my daily coma at 2 a.m. I'm like, oh God, everyone's going to die. And then I'm awake for like 2 hours and then I go back to sleep.
Okay, it's not so bad.
Have you enjoyed being an early riser?
Oh, honestly? Yeah.
I know early you friend, texted me at
early
six,
Franabetes today
at 6:30 in the morning today or yesterday.
What was it that early?
No, it was today.
It's funny because I do actually remember having a thought like, "Oh fuck, wow, I'm a bit Zoe right now."
Yeah,
like,
I was
Zoe's
going to
see this when she wakes up.
I did. It was like 10 minutes later, but I did see it.
It was wow. I was up only a nay 10 minutes before Zoe.
I got up at like 7 today.
That's crazy.
It's practically midnight.
It is kind of nice. I forget that it's so quiet.
It's quiet.
I'm like, oh, here I am.
You have like a whole day ahead of you.
It's a whole fucking day. You can either have a little snooze on the couch, which sometimes I do.
Oh, you go
sometimes
back,
I go back to snoozing. Sometimes
re-rack?
I don't. Yeah,
it's my favorite time to watch a show.
Yeah, actually, it's really nice.
Because if you watch an hour-long show starting at 7 a.m., it basically didn't happen.
After that, exactly. And then by the time it's over, it's 8 a.m. and you're like, still no one's awake.
I guess I can start my day and it's still earlier than everyone else. So I'm better than everyone.
I'm better than everybody.
I got to watch like a home reno show.
It's fun.
My dream come true.
I kind of get it. It's like kind of nice to be up.
Up and at 'em.
Up and at 'em at like 6. But like, yeah, I pushed the shot back to 6. I think it was like...
6 is early.
It is early, but like it has to be 12 hours.
I'm usually awake at 6:30, out of bed by 7:15.
It is nice to have a nap in the middle of my day.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to nap so good when you leave because... I hate to mention the atmospheric river.
But it's here.
But it's here.
And we're under it.
We're... What? I don't know. I think we're about to be.
Yeah, I think it's more of an atmospheric trickle at the moment, but
yeah,
it's a hard trick.
It's more of an atmospheric puddle, but the river's a coming.
I mean, this is a good time for me.
Yeah.
I'm getting my period.
Oh.
So it feels kind of like very natural for me.
The atmospheric river is coming from within. My name is absolutely Diane.
It's like, I'm still very lucky to have such a light period, but it's because of my IUD. That's it. That's
perfect.
Literally it. That's all.
I'm so glad to hear it. Diane's favorite natural disaster?
Huh?
Your period. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
Really good one. She loves a tsunami. She's like, wow, that sounds exotic.
I like the thought of a tornado.
The thought of one.
But I think actually being in one would be a little scary.
Glancing up to a funnel? Not interested.
I'm not crazy about roller coasters, so I don't know if I would love to be in a tornado. But I also don't like the log flume, so I don't think I would like a tsunami either.
It's like anything that fucks with my hair, bad. So I'm going to go with earthquake.
Talk about a disaster. Well, then you're in the right spot,
baby. I'm in the right spot for one.
You know what? I just am willing the big one to happen in Northern California.
I guess. I mean, you think it's going to happen there?
No.
Earthquake talk.
Earthquake talk? No. But knowing me, I wouldn't even feel the big one. Like the house would be collapsing from around me and I'd be like, I didn't feel it.
Exactly. And I feel left out now because I don't feel any of them. And I'm like, I'm sorry, are we too sturdy? But then I I did a deep dive again. I love getting these earthquake deep dives. And I'm like,
Do you follow LA Quakebot on Twitter?
Yeah, it's not that fun, though.
I know.
I mean, I don't really get... Oh, maybe I should just get auto updates from them.
Well, they're all like 1.1 magnitude earthquake and freaking Whittier. And I'm like, well, no one feels that.
That's so boring.
That's not even a real magnitude.
Yeah. I mean, just like, just tell me if it's an earth shaker.
I know. Or like a wiggly.
A wiggly or an earth shaker.
I need it to just be a little bit more descriptive. Like, is it like... a truck hit the house, or is it like I'm surfing? Like, is it like a wiggle wiggle?
They should have fun new terms. It's 2024. We should be able to call earthquakes fun new things, like a wiggle, wiggle master,
a wiggle master,
or a real shaker, shakerama, or like
a rumble in the jungle.
Oh,
speaking of our
a small giggle puss. Oh, right? God. Yeah, I think that's what they did.
I think they did that. Don't they say that?
Well, in that video that I sent you, I don't know if you watched the entirety of it.
I did not watch the entirety. Words.
I maybe watched four minutes
of it.
That's at least half of it.
I saw through our new drop and I was like, I think I get it.
Well, so you guys will really enjoy this that I'll eventually put somewhere in the Slimer.
Yeah. You could put a chunk of it in the Slimer.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Truly, our bad boy is a real storyteller.
Oh my God, if anything.
I know. Like, he could have been a regular Dr. Seuss, but instead he had to go ahead and be a pervert. Let's see how this testicle is.
Wow. I'm actually making sure I follow LA Quakebot.
Wow, you were dishonest in the testicle?
I mean, for a second I was like, what if I am? What if I'm a piece of shit that's lying right now?
It would be deeply upsetting, not only to me, but to the fans.
Do you think LA Quakebot left Twitter when it all went downhill?
No, because I still follow LA Quakebot, and they're always reporting on 1.1 magnitude earthquakes in Whittier.
Oh my God, I don't follow them. What a piece of shit I am.
Wow.
Okay, notifications on.
My second favorite thing that's sort of like that is on Cape Cod, there's like a great white shark tracking app called Sharktivity.
What? Oh, wait, I've heard about that. That's kind of cool.
And I sometimes check on it just to see what the sharks are up to and... Massachusetts.
That is where they are, isn't it?
They're very active over there. I watched an entire documentary about the sharks on Cape Cod.
Wait, did we watch the same doc? Cod doc?
Was it a bit of a cod doc? And it was like, there's like the island of seals.
Oh my God. Wait, maybe we did watch the same doc. Now I forget.
It was a mediocre doc and it was on HBO.
Probably.
But sharks are cool.
Wait, was it about...
It's just about the sharks.
Gosh, I've watched, unfortunately, a few shark docs and not even related to like Shark Week or anything. I don't know what I'm saying, unfortunately.
It was just about the sharks on Cape Cod and why there was an increase.
Heh.
Email Diane.
I watched one about the shark exploitation in film.
There was shark exploitation in film.
Yeah, it's really sad, actually.
My name is Julia Davidovich.
Sorry,
and
everybody.
When it comes to shark exploitation in film, vehemently against.
Oh, and my name is Zoe Clark, and I may be a vegetarian.
Yep,
but I'm actually for it.
I may be a vegetarian, but exploitation. I think sharks should be in captivity.
And she likes shark fin soup. No, stop eating that.
Why would you say that?
Don't eat that. Why would anybody eat shark fin soup, guys?
Hey, guys.
I don't know. Is that rude to even say? Am I saying that? And that's like integral to somebody's cultural meal. I would feel terrible. But at the same time. I don't know.
If I looked at a shark fin, I wouldn't be like, that's the part of the shark I want to eat.
Feels like there's more shark there.
There are more, I feel like, fatty areas of a shark that would be better to eat.
I'm no shark expert,
but like, give me
feels
that
like there's
fatty.
There's more meat there. Give me that fatty, fatty shark. Just kidding.
Yuck. I'm not.
I don't want shark. I don't even eat seafood.
Me neither.
But I wouldn't eat a shark. I mean, if I'm trying to be... Of all the sea creatures I'd be interested in eating,
sure.
I'm not really interested in any of them.
I mean, no mammals. I don't want whale. I don't want manatee.
No.
Too cute. But on the other side of things, I don't necessarily want octopus. And people eat octopus.
I'm sure people are raring to eat dolphin everywhere.
Yeah, they're like, it's smart, so I want to eat it. You know what I mean?
Ooh,
like,
probably.
Humans are sick in the head.
Humans are so weird. We're disgusting.
We're absolutely repulsive people, and that is just.
That's our way.
And when it comes to aliens,
oh God,
I'd eat them.
Definitely.
I may be vegetarian, but I'd eat an alien burger any day of the week.
It's basically another it's not even meat. It may just be goo. We didn't even
know. It could be meat. It could be goo.
Did you guys have like
sentient goo?
I'll put that in the Slimer. Okay. What I'm thinking about, it was like this goo that we used to just eat as a child. It would come in a tube, dumb thing. I don't remember what it was called.
Was it candy?
It came in a tube and there were three flavors.
It looked like toothpaste?
Yeah, kind of, but not really. It was like see-through, transparent goo. It came in red, blue, or green.
I remember this, but I'm like, am I making it up in
my
head?
Why did I love it so much? Oh, I loved it.
Because it's just sugar, probably. I mean, we definitely had those wax bottles.
Oh, those were disgusting. Those were so good at the same time. Fun Dip, did you have that?
Oh, of course. Oh,
Fun Dip.
Can I say something controversial?
Please.
I liked the stick better than the dip.
You're right. It was actually better. Oh, that here stick? It is. Ooze tube.
Ooze tube?
Is that what it's called? Wow, I have no memory of what this was actually called, just buying the actual tube. I was sick, but I'll put it in the Slimer, guys.
Oh, it kind of looks like a lip gloss.
Kind of, but it was like enormous.
I vaguely remember those.
Ooze
I think we had
tube. Wow,
I think
wait.
We had those.
Is it really just $9 for all three? Mama's going to buy them.
No, you're not.
Watermelon, strawberry, or blue raspberry?
Blue raspberry is so 90s.
I'm going to give this to Fran when he's having a
diabetes meltdown.
I'm just kidding. I would never do that.
Blue raspberry?
Mm.
Most 90s flavor out of all of them.
What is blue raspberry?
It's like the pink lemonade of raspberry.
Is it real? Oh, I feel like an idiot for not knowing this, but like, is blue raspberry just
an
invention?
But I can taste it.
By Big Candy?
I feel like blue raspberry is an invention by Big Candy. And if I'm thinking about it hard enough, I think it's just like strawberry and grape.
There's something about the 90s and possibly the 80s too, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
About having a blue, white, and red, so American, but also in Canada, flavoring trio that like... I guess it's like lemonade. Like, what is the white flavor? Sugar, lemonade, depending on what it is. The white flavor was delish.
Yeah, the white flavor is lemonade.
Pure
you're
sugar.
Right. You're right.
So good.
I mean, what I'm thinking of is like the Rocket Pop.
Yes.
That's definitely lemonade. Oh, so lemonade, good. Cherry, and blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry, like where?
Blue raspberry.
Just came out of nowhere, stole all of our fucking hearts.
They were like, we need a blue. Blueberry? No.
No.
Too subtle.
Like, we're going to get raspberries in children somehow. What if we made raspberries blue?
Yeah.
Then they'll eat them.
But it doesn't taste like a raspberry. It's more...
What's so lame about a raspberry that a child wouldn't eat a fucking regular raspberry?
It's more grape than raspberry.
It's part of the weird flavored, colored ketchup craze.
Don't even talk to me about this.
You don't even eat ketchup, but like, imagine purple ketchup. You would totally barf.
I would totally barf.
I ate it up. I fucking ate it up and down.
I know you would.
They really had them at hot dog stands everywhere, too. Just like it was so normal, but it was such a novelty to put green ketchup on your shit.
Hey, if you're listening, green ketchup, not normal.
Not normal. Get out of here.
Not normal.
Don't come back.
Yakety yak.
Don't come back. Please.
Please, green ketchup.
My name is Diane.
Okay, mine too.
Do not come back.
Who is your bad boy upon the block?
We got our sweet little rental raise.
Oh,
because yeah. the city
did
the city
say
was like, hey guys, we're finally gonna approve even more in rental raise and allowance or whatever. So then everyone
from 3% to 4%.
I think so. I actually don't remember what it was last. I forget. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But they were. I mean. Quote unquote, they were quote unquote good during the pandemic where they didn't raise anyone's rent.
Yeah, that was like nice, but we're still in a pandemic and no one has a job right now.
It's so fucking
like
stupid.
Literally every single person I know has gotten laid off. So like, what are you doing, lady?
I don't get it.
By lady, I mean government.
Land association. I mean, it is horrendous that like landlords really just lord the land. That's all they do.
They literally lord the land.
And they're like, hey, it's more expensive now.
They lord the land and they also lord the government.
Why don't you go lord the government?
They lord the government and then they also lord all over the fucking floor.
I really hate it. They're annoying. I mean, whatever. I'm just going to be a little more demanding and annoying. What
yeah.
are you going to do? Kick me out? You can't. You really can't.
You literally can't.
For asking for
As that. You should be.
Yeah, it's just, I'm just going to be even more annoying. Sorry, but now you've made another natural
enemy. Don't apologize
enemy.
For being annoying. They're annoying.
Oh, no, it's not an actual sorry.
I know, it's like sorry, but like.
Sorry, but I'm going to be
They
annoying.
Should be sorry.
Yeah. Sorry you decided that it was a good idea to raise our collective rent after not having our collective lights on for 12 days.
Yeah, collective
Someone
lights.
Got injured.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody got a boo-boo?
Someone boo-booed down the stairs or up the stairs.
No.
Literally. And like, I bet our lobby is going to flood during this.
Oh, for sure.
So, I mean, it's like, so classic.
Small claims court. You know what I mean?
Can't. Ugh. I've got complaints out the ass. So.
Yeah, everything is going to flood. It's going to be a nightmare. Well,
I'm going to be the nightmare.
Atmospheric River was bad last year too, but it flooded. Did your apartment flood last year during the atmospheric river?
No, we didn't. But like, we don't let it get to the apartment because we literally can watch it rise. But like, the lobby floods.
Yeah.
And we just have to bag up. Bag up.
Bag up, baby.
Just got to tape wrap it up. Literal bags to your door. So like the weird inch that there's between the door and the floor. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you got to bag it up. It doesn't get in at all, though.
No, it really doesn't.
Those are strong bags.
So, whatever.
Shout out to those bags.
So glad you really make great bags. Yeah. And? Thanks for doing that.
Are they scented?
Oh, never. I would never literally do that. Never. That would be playing myself so hard.
I hate scented trash bags. They don't smell good.
No, you know what I saw the other day? It's
the Febreze fish
syndrome. It's the Febreze fish syndrome. Oh, people are so stupid. And by stupid, I mean the people that are stupid are like the bag developers that are like, people like this, right?
The people at Big Garbage Bag.
I saw a package of Big Garbage Bags that were pink and they were cherry blossom.
Oh God.
Horrendous.
Beautiful this time of year.
Cherry blossoms, not on their fucking garbage.
They smell like cherry blossoms?
Yeah. But like, that's what those bags do. They ruin the smell of things like lilac, where it's like, this bag smells like lilac. Oh, it does. No, it doesn't. No,
that's one of my favorite things you say. Lilac.
Everyone says lilac.
No one says lilac. It's lilac.
It's not lilac.
It's literally lilac, but it's fine.
Email Diane. That'll be the new. Okay, that's going to be Diane's poll. Diane's enormous poll.
Is it lilac or lilac?
It's lilac.
It's literally not.
I know, but.
But
I mean, it's definitely an A there. I can. It's not an O. I can see that. I can spell lilac, but I'm never going to say lilac. I mean, like.
Okay. Is that what I sound like when I speak?
No.
Lilac.
It's how I would sound like if I said it.
You sound like lilac. Like that.
if I say lilac, does it sound normal to you?
No, because you're saying it weird.
Lilac.
Yeah, that's
it sounds awful. No, that's horrible. I hate the way it sounds. Okay, when I say it, it sounds crazy.
Lilac. Whatever. That's what you sound like.
Not even my mom says lilac. And well, she's from like, you were from the same state. You were both born in the same state. How is that possible?
She's up top. They say things. You know what?
You're right.
Top.
You're right.
They do say things funky up top.
Okay, you're right. Funky up top. My name is Helen.
My name is Julia's mom, and also Diane. Mm-hmm. Funky up top.
Funky up top for sure.
Okay, my bad boy on the block.
Please.
Couldn't be more different. Nick Lachey posted a TikTok of him singing this Halsey song.
Okay, this is random. This is not what I expected at all. Also, take out my mom's last name. I don't know why. Okay.
Helen. Okay. I'm going to play it. Ready?
Please. Oh, I thought you were going to send me it for some reason.
No.
What?
Okay.
You know when you're like scanning someone's social media to see like, is there something up with them like right now? Are they like single, like recently single? Like what's their deal?
Yeah,
Is he recently single? What's his deal?
The comments are so funny. Somebody said, the guy at the party who starts singing Wonderwall vibes.
What is his deal? Okay.
Someone said it's giving lukewarm 78 degrees.
What the?
Which is so true.
That's hilarious.
Wow. Also, he's like weirdly.
Are they on divorce watch? We didn't even realize.
I hope so. Holy also, shit. He's like weirdly like thrusting in the video.
Unless we did say that. Can some, if a sleuth out there can figure out whether or not we said that they were on divorce watch, please let us know.
We'll definitely post.
Oh no, I think we did said that like if they ever did get a divorce, they should televise it.
Oh yeah, they gotta televise it.
Wow, can you imagine?
Okay, wait, let me fast forward to the end.
Nick and Vanessa's divorce 2024. I think they're gonna get a divorce for sure. Do you watch?
Wait, this part. Anyway, he looks horrible. And he says, I used to do something called Music Monday where I drop weekly, where I drop weekly covers. Should I bring it back to TikTok?
Did you comment no?
I commented, I'm going to kill myself if you do. No, but he's like right in front of like a diehard poster. Can I see like
this? I just want to. Well, okay. Let me do some more judgment here. Oh, I guess there's a wedding phone on the background, but you know, whatever. It doesn't matter.
But that doesn't mean like.
Doesn't mean shit.
You have to be married in order to get divorced.
How do you feel about his, I'm going to just screenshot shirt? This exact moment right here.
Oh yeah. He's really straining.
Please say that to me later. He looks like he's straining, but also like his knees are bursting.
Oh, his knees are bursting out of his pre-ripped jeans.
It's just these pre-ripped bursting little knees. We'll put those pre-ripped bursted little knees in a slimer.
Absolutely.
Very sexy.
It's what Nick Lachey deserves. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it made me rethink a lot of things, you know? Hmm. Like, should I block him? I'm thinking about it. No, it's really bad.
Vanessa, what's happening over
Vanessa,
there?
Vanessa, tell him not to bring back weekly covers.
I think that maybe maybe she's busy or something.
Yeah, he's lonely.
He's lonely. He like doesn't have enough to do. That's sad.
It's really sad. Did you watch The Newlyweds?
No.
That show that was out with him when him and Jessica Simpson got married?
Oh, certainly not. No.
Yeah, I watched
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Though.
I feel like the internet is now like having the Britney Spears realization with Jessica Simpson where everyone was really mean to her.
Oh, really? But do you remember when she put out that weird, and I feel like I've talked about it. I definitely have because I've had to Google this before, that like body lotion that she's made that like was like lickable that you were like meant to like eat off your body. That was so strange. What a strange time.
Maybe I'm biased because my suitcase is Jessica Simpson brand. So she could do no wrong in my eyes.
Wow. Retail queen, Jessica Simpson. I have no problems with Jessica Simpson. I don't know. I don't, if I've ever made fun of her, literally sorry. I don't think I have.
I mean, the suitcase is very much Ross Dress for Less.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Literally. And the inner zipper is just
busted?
Positively disintegrated at this point because
no.
I've used it more than twice.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, I love your products, Jessica.
But Jessica, send us a free suitcase.
I would love a new suitcase because, as I mentioned, mine is not doing
what
too
if
well.
It played Jessica Simpson's music, but it was free? But like every time it bounced or something, it would be "Before I Hit the Ground."
Oh.
Is that one of her songs? I don't know why that. It's crazy. What's that song?
Right before, I put my makeup on.
That's the one. It was in a commercial.
So beautiful. With you.
With you. That's a song. Holy shit. When you unthaw and you remember something.
Oh, yeah.
It's been 24 years.
Defrosting Jessica Simpson in my head right now.
Oh, dear.
What a gal. These boots are made for walking when you think about it.
When you really think about it, Jessica Simpson, perfect woman.
Only like 1.5 bad boy updates, unless you have another bad boy on the block.
One more question.
Absolutely.
Will Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey get back together? What is Nick Lachey's salad? Have we talked about it yet already?
I don't think they're going to get back together. Wait, what is Nick Lachey's
I think they will get back together when they're 60 years old.
Oh.
And his salad
Nick Lachey's salad. I thought you said, what does he sell?
What is he selling?
And I was like, I don't know. Does he have like a aftershave or something?
Certainly not. He's on aftershave watch.
He's a bit on aftershave watch.
I feel like though his salad is, he seems like a bit of like a very health conscious dude. Like,
I know.
He's like a celery king or something.
Oh, he has like a celery salad?
Yeah, like celery heavy.
It's
he's like actually celery's the new lettuce. And you're like,
it's like a chopped salad, but everything is celery.
Everything's celery. Everything's chopped also in the shape
except
of celery.
Except there is bacon bits, but everything else is celery.
And they're vegan. But
yeah, of
whatever.
Course. They're impossible bacon bits.
Impossible bacon bits.
Okay, the two quick little updates. Did you listen to Ben Shapiro's rap song?
What? No.
He has a song. It was like number one on iTunes for a bit, but this was like right before Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj were like beefing. So his number one spot was quickly taken over. But he has like a
what is this fucking world?
Wackadoodle song called Facts.
Okay.
And it's exactly what you'd imagine. We don't need to play it. It's quite bad. And
I mean, it's not good.
It's
that
not
sucks.
Good.
Ugh,
and listen, like, it's like when he's rapping, it's just like his voice rapping. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I got the facts. And then my pockets are stacked.
Fuck.
It's a yarmulke. Like, there's a line of
what the hell?
It's a yarmulke. I say no cap. I don't know. There's something about a yarmulke.
No. People are so weird. Oh no, it's 2024. Ugh, I get it. I see. It's a political thing, isn't it? Why is he trying to be like, cool?
All the woke Karens in my comments. I'm like, you're such a loser, though.
Oh no. Well, like, the graph's to be cool, you know?
I know.
That's fine.
And then the second update, Danny Masterson has been moved to a maximum security California state prison that once held Charles Manson.
Brothers.
Brothers in crime.
Brothers in cult.
Because it's Danny Masterson and Charles Manson.
Son. But also, like, think about it. They kind of look like each other in a way. Same frizzy hair.
They're both frizzy guys.
Vibe. Frizzy boys.
Frizzy boys on the block.
Could have used a little bit of that oil.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they definitely could have
blown drying a little differently.
Jojoba oil.
Jojoba oil. You know, I have very curly hair. I'm not sure if you know that.
Maximum security. Know. That's not good.
That's not good for curly hair. I'll tell you that. If I were in prison, my hair would look like shit.
I mean, it would positively frizz out.
Or honestly, maybe the best it ever looked. Who knows? Because okay. I wouldn't be able to do anything to it.
I know. So maybe in its natural state, it would be absolutely stunning.
There's only one way to
find Lilac. That.
Lilac.
Anyway, that's to Danny Masterson. Women, will you please He's in maximum security prison. What I didn't realize he was going to go to maximum security. I want a divorce. Okay.
Wait, so
that's
wait,
Bijou.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Did we ever get the Bijou update? Do they love each other? Is this like, was that like a fake divorce or whatever? D-Watch? There's a lot of D-Watch in the air.
There's a lot of D-Watch in the air. I don't think it was
celebrity breakups of 2024. Rachel Lindsay? Who's that again? She was a bachelorette. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa. I forgot about that. Big Momoa divorce.
The big
of it all.
Momoa divorce.
Can you imagine Jason the hottest man on earth and also the fittest and like getting divorced?
And also like, I saw Lenny Kravitz mention that they're still friends.
All right. That was my biggest Lenny.
That was a perfect Lenny.
Sometimes collectively in my household... With also Francis. Francis also gets a song in his head.
Of course.
Carlos and I get this song in our head. I don't even know what it's called.
American Woman.
No, that's not the one. Okay. It's the one where it's like, so many tears we cry.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? Because it plays in Albertsons, I swear to God, almost every time we're in there.
Wow, that's such a bop for Albertsons.
And it's like, I just kind of want to find their Instagram and be like,
can you play a different song?
Just never play the song. It's a real 8-day earworm. Lenny, you make beautiful music.
Lenny, if you're listening, come on the pod. I want to borrow a scarf.
I want aka your penis. My name is Zoe.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my name is Diane.
My name is Diane and those
and
leather
she
pants.
Wants to use your penis as a scarf.
My name is Diane and she wants to wear those leather pants.
She
you
does.
Know the ones.
Oh God. She would buy those off of eBay for sure.
Off of that body.
She'd be like, my cap though, $150.
Yeah, she wouldn't pay more than $150 for it. She's a practical woman.
What is she, an idiot?
She has so much embroidery floss to buy, so she can't be bothered. All right, let's move on to our bad boy of the week.
This is such a rando for us.
It's so rando,
but
yet
it's kind of like another
so topical.
Yeah, 90s Aussie prince.
Yeah, he's a 90s Aussie's prince. He's incredibly rich. He's a Mr. Smackdown your gal. That sounds actually worse than...
You're right. He's pretty bad.
He's really bad.
Not like that, but like in a different way. But also like he's a bit of a raw dog on your... He's a bit of a raw gal. He's a Mr. Raw, and I fucking hate
it. He's a bit of a ring around the rosy. WWE championship. I want a divorce. It's Vince McMahon, but
what a
also
piece of shit.
That's how you pronounce it.
Yeah,
Vince McLilock. No, Vince McMahon.
Irish
but it's spelled
people, Vix. You are hilarious.
It's spelled Vince McMahon.
Mahone. It's so confusing, but like, yeah.
Also, Linda McMahon, huge Trump administration official.
Why,
I mean, not huge. Literally like small business bureau lady.
Barely huge. Like the smallest Trumper of the Trumpets. But it's like... I forget if she was always politically.
It said that she ran for Senate or something.
My only memory of her is that fucking clip that I was talking about earlier.
You're obsessed with this clip.
It's just so like he has played like, but Vince McMahon has put himself in so many like he has written himself into so many of these strange roles. Like he writes himself into this. He does it. He's done this.
I had no idea you were like so into WWE.
It's not me. It's my brother. My brother loved wrestling.
Growing up.
Yeah. Like he
so
would,
you would watch it. I mean,
he dominated the fucking TV. It was always on. Ricky, it was such a fucking struggle. It was me making fun. Like, this is how our household worked. My mom made fun of my TV if she wanted to watch TV. Sure. I made fun of his TV. He that's made fun of our. That's just how you got the TV.
That's how it goes.
That's just how it goes.
That's what TV is.
So I would just be like, oh, watching your soap opera for boys? Like,
that is what it is.
It's pretty rude, though. Like, when you think about it, kind of rude thing to say. But, like, it kind of was.
Well, the stories are very out there.
They're so dumb. And, like, Vince was writing himself into all these pervy ones. That wasn't the only pervy one. I forget who else he's, like, tried to fuck, basically.
Yeah, this was one where, I don't know, for some reason his wife was in a wheelchair. There was a backstory there.
The backstory, I don't even remember, except for, like, she was like paralyzed and couldn't do anything. But then like he just makes out with Trish Stratus, I think Canadian Queen.
Oh.
There are a lot of Canadian wrestlers.
Okay.
Actually, I think Chris Jericho, who is married to his son. No, daughter. What am I saying? Daughter is Canadian too, I think.
Wow.
Lots of Canadians. Or okay. No, that's not Jericho. That's Triple H. Wow.
Yeah,
why?
You know
why
so,
do I know so you know, much?
I don't know any of these ding dongs.
But like, I don't know.
I would guess Triple H is a wrestler because who else would it be? But when you were like, oh my God, his daughter is married to Triple H. I was like, oh my God.
My
what?
Brother would literally like call these like wrestling lines or whatever and just like listen to shit. But like rewatching this stuff, I was actually laughing out loud because I was like, this is so fucking stupid.
You do remember watching it?
I remember.
Oh yeah, my God, storylines are really wild.
Dumb. They used to do this wrestling move where they would press the guy's face into this like big dude's butt.
Iconic.
Like just like
and shake
I forget
it around.
His name. Yeah, and like the guy would like just put it right into his ass. But like I don't know. Also the dark side of wrestling, which is like, you know, everybody gets addicted to pain pills because they're doing stunts.
Yeah.
And like it's fake, but like
you're still like smashing your body against the ground.
Cutting themselves.
Yeah.
Like they're doing all kinds of shit. That's real blood in some cases. Like they were, I don't know. So wrestling's nasty in general, but like Vince McMahon is kind of a piece of shit. I mean, he is a huge piece of shit.
But guess his net worth.
Oh dear. 69 million. Blah, blah, blah.
$2.8 billion.
Holy shit.
Billion.
Oh my God. He's a billionaire?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I saw.
Well, put his wealthy gorilla. It looks nuts.
His wealthy gorilla literally looks like.
Who does he look like again?
You said he looked
like
he
looks
Kevin
like
Spacey.
Young Kevin Spacey. Like,
he definitely looks young, but they got the
butt
chin.
He looks like an artist rendering of Kevin Spacey, but like they're being like, but that guy really
but, like,
likes
blonde?
Kevin Spacey. Yeah. Yeah, but also he's
so weird.
But like Zoe was gushing about him earlier, saying he looks really good for a 78-year-old man, which he does.
He does. Like that doesn't change the fact that he's a hundo P a rapist, but he looks good for a 78-year-old.
But he has a pin head and like these enormous shoulders. So there's something going on.
Smallest head I've ever seen. But yeah, it said on one of the websites that I was looking at that he's like the 1,100th something most rich man.
You fucking loser. Of course he would be.
But recently, he stepped down from his role.
And it's kind of like, it's a bit of a Papa John's rising.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, way worse than Papa John.
Oh, I bet
they're
front. Oh, way worse. Kind of the same energy, though. They would be great friends.
Yeah. So he resigned from his executive position at TKO Group Holdings, which I don't know what that is. I guess it's like whatever owns WWE and WWE, because of a lawsuit that was filed by somebody who used to work for WWE, an employee named Janelle Grant. And he is currently under federal investigation surrounding sex trafficking allegations.
Well, I mean, didn't expect that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you half expected it, but you also are just like, well, okay.
So this employee, Janelle Grant, says that she was offered $3 million to keep her alleged relationship with McMahon quiet and filed a lawsuit like 2 weeks ago, I think, alleging he pushed her to have a sexual relationship with him and shared explicit photos of her with fellow employees and wrestlers. The lawsuit also says that he trafficked her to others within the organization and sexually assaulted her.
Wow. Yeah.
And I think one of the other higher-ups at WWE is cooperating with the investigation, which is sort of a spicy little twist.
Very spicy meatball.
Even though, like, I think he was also named in the lawsuit, and I'll take that out if I was wrong, but I think he was, like, at minimum complicit in the allegation.
Interesting. So are you saying he's trying to like save his own ass?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
But I also don't doubt that Vince McMahon is the big bad here.
Sure. You know? I'm sure this person, well, yeah, I'm not going to speculate on their intent or whatever, or like how they probably felt about it. But like, honestly, they were probably just the same kind of piece of shit. Probably just trying to save their ass.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it is. It's just like, oh no, acted badly. I shouldn't have looked at someone's nude photo that I didn't know.
As is always the case. This is not the
first. I should have stepped up and said something. I'm sure he wasn't a whistleblower by any means.
No. This is not Vince's first run-in with a sexual assault allegation.
No.
In 1992, Rita Chatterton, a former referee who was known as Rita Marie in the 1980s. Do you know her?
No. No fucking clue.
She was the first female referee in the WWF and possibly the first female referee in professional
this
wrestling.
This feels like
history.
The only thing I should know about wrestling, actually, unfortunately.
It's about
but
Rita?
I don't. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like I wish I knew more about Rita. And less about, you know, Triple H. And
sure.
But like The Rock came from this. Can
he
you
did.
Imagine?
He
now
did.
He's like a beloved actor.
He's so beloved and so ginormous.
People think he's going to run for president or whatever. And people, you know,
kill me.
It's just like, imagine The Rock, Governor The Rock Johnson. Honestly, maybe. Governor Gavin Newsom, Governor The Rock Johnson. It's like, which is
I mean,
worse?
He really could be Governor The Rock Johnson.
Governor The Rock Johnson.
I mean,
Diane.
My name
she
is...
would absolutely
campaign for him.
Oh, campaign, bone down with Rock Johnson.
But in 1992, this woman said publicly on like Geraldo Rivera's show.
Weird man, but yes.
Yeah, totally a weird man. That in 1980, so she said this 5 years later, but... Or 4 years later. Or 6 years later. In 1986, McMahon tried to force her to perform oral sex on him. And when she refused, he raped her. Wow. So that's been out since 92. But nothing happened. But then in December 2022.
Wow. It's been open secret for a really long time.
Yeah. Yeah. But then in December 2022, she filed a sexual abuse lawsuit against him. And he settled the lawsuit. But maintain his innocence, saying that he settled to avoid the cost of litigation.
Okay, you have millions of billions of dollars.
Yeah, so
take him for all he's worth, baby.
And in October 2022, the WWE had disclosed they did like an internal investigation that $19.6 million in unrecorded payments. McMahon made to settle sexual misconduct claims.
How many?
$19.6 million.
Ooh.
That he used to settle sexual misconduct claims between 2006.
It's just a drop in the bucket, but woo.
I know. Between 2006 and 2022.
That is so much, actually, but also not enough at the same time. Because, I mean,
it's
like
so much, but you have no idea how many people there are.
So
like,
many people and, like, so much trauma building over the years. That's kind of, that's really priceless. You can't really put a price tag on that. You kind of... are a fucking criminal, you bitch.
And then...
Not kind of. You are.
No, 100%. Then there were two incidents at the same tanning bar. One in 2006 and
it's
one
like
in 2011. It's so...
The weirdest place, but go on. Yeah.
It's so... first of all, it's in Boca Raton, Florida. This whole thing feels so Florida to me.
This entire... It's very crispy.
It's very
crispy and tanned
Florida.
And living in Boca Raton, Florida.
It's so Boca Raton. So he was accused of sexual harassment by a worker at a tanning bar in 2006.
I'm gonna fucking attack people at work.
Agreed. Where she claimed that he showed nude photos of himself to her and also groped her and attempted to kiss her.
That's what Zoe's talking about when she says his body. She's giving him the confidence that he needs. Just kidding. Because
he thinks
his body looks so good he has to show it to fucking tanning bed assistants.
And then in 2011... a separate tanning spa worker alleged that he sexually assaulted her in 2011 then filed a lawsuit in December 2022. So it seems like this all started coming to a head at the end of 2022. However, he just stepped down like 2 weeks ago.
My only wish is that I was working at that tanning salon so I could have just like...
chopped his dick off, burned his face to a
crisp. I was thinking more like lock him inside of them.
Oh, wow.
Just,
oh
like,
my
never
God.
Never let him out.
I would love to kill him that way.
Oh my God. I mean, it's just, wow. What a thing
wow.
to have been
Not
podcast,
to be like a
like...
creepy bitch, but like I would absolutely murder him like that. Yeah. I mean, this is what you get away with when you have billions of dollars.
It's crazy.
And I'm sure, you know, the NDAs came out immediately. you think about all of the people who settled before coming forward. I mean, $19.6 million in payments.
Well, to think he's 78 years old, and that's just like, this is
and this is starting in 92, the first claim. At least that is like publicly out there. Well, she said it happened in 86.
I mean, just imagine all the casual harassment that happens in his
life. Oh, yeah, exactly. Like,
awful.
And I'm sure in that 19.6 million, there's some like pretty serious allegations that will never see the light of day because he hushed moneyed them to bits.
He's a bit of a toots rising too. He would absolutely call someone toots.
Such a fucking toots rising. And then this is unrelated to sexual assault allegations, but interesting. In November 93, he was indicted in a federal court after a steroid controversy engulfed the promotion and temporarily ceded control of the WWF to his wife, Linda. The case went on trial. He was accused of distributing steroids to his wrestlers, but the jury acquitted him.
Interesting. He was, I mean, it's like, it looks like he's, it looks like he's given them to his literal self. Let's be honest.
It's true. Like smallest head, biggest shoulders.
Very jacked. Very jacked.
He could go to jail. So yeah, I never really was into wrestling, but it does not surprise me that the head of it is a fucking creepazoid.
I mean,
and it seems like grade A creepazoid. Like, I feel like we're like, we're like Ronan Farrow is coming. You know what I mean? I feel like Ronan Farrow cometh with this, where there's going to be like 13 women. I'm totally guessing here and I might be wrong, but I just feel like there's going to be like a Vanity Fair expose where it's like 13 women accuse Vince McMahon of the worst shit you could possibly imagine. That's just the vibe I'm getting. I mean, like,
and like, not that he doesn't deserve way worse than this, but like, I think they should all these women should take him into one ring and then like kick the shit out of him.
Oh, that'd be fun.
But also
the tanning
have to
thing.
Like, yeah, then also, well, maybe not the pen. Okay. I don't want to kill him. I just want people to at least get what, you know, they deserve.
I agree.
And then also get paid out, you know, get paid out. Also get to maybe throw a chair on his head or something.
Like, get paid out. But like, I'm not talking about hush money payments. I'm talking about like, file a fucking lawsuit against this man. Get it on public record. Like, fuck this guy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think about Vince McMahon in my day to day because who fucking does?
And but there's like, this picture of,
he's out there being a billionaire and the worst. So like, whatever.
There's this picture of Trump there, and Vince McMahon's son shaving Vince's head, and I don't like it.
Oh, we're gonna put that in the slime around.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he's definitely like a Trump-a-doodle-doo, like definitely a Mar-a-Lago attendee. Like
he's been there.
He loves an overcooked steak at Mar-a-Lago. Like this guy is fucking
flat. Gray overcooked steak for
he
sure.
He loves a flat gray overcooked
his
steak.
Salad, flat gray overcooked steak, romaine,
and blue cheese dressing, but it's like been sitting in the fridge and it's separated and he didn't mix it up. The Vince McMahon salad,
the Vince McMahon special. Wow, that's disgusting. They have it on the menu at Mar-a-Lago too.
Oh,
if you'd like
for
it
for sure. It's a bit of a protein explosion, but it's disgusting in every way. Yeah, I hate this man. I really wish him nothing but the worst, and I hope that, you know, whatever is found in this investigation, which I'm sure will be enough to indict, I hope that he goes to jail for the rest of his days and he can hang out with Danny Masterson in Charles Manson's cell, except the maximum security prison of Florida.
Do you think that the Manson cell is haunted?
No.
I don't know why it would be. Oh, yeah, no. You don't really believe in ghosts.
I don't. but I also don't think it's haunted. Like, he's never killed somebody in his life.
Oh.
Not yet.
Honestly.
No, he's dead.
Oh.
Is he?
Oh, my God. Wait, is he? He died, right?
He died. Wait, what?
Let's ask Alexa. Is Charles Manson dead?
I think he's dead. He has to be dead.
I feel like he did. Oh. He both died and was born in November. How nice.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. So he died in 2017.
I love a full circle moment.
I kind of do too. I for some reason, I find it very weirdly comforting when people die and were born in the same month. I'm not sure why. It feels very even to me. I like even.
My name is Julia Davidovich and I desperately want to die in June.
What's my deal? You know? It's like, what's my problem?
I mean, September is a fine month to die.
Fine month to die.
You know,
why not? Die
before
the
big surge of winter.
Ugh, you gotta get it out before
you
winter.
Because like, you know, winter comes, everyone's exhausted from all the deaths. Yours is hardly a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, there's so many deaths happening already.
So it's a great thing that you were born in June and I was born in September, so we can die in those months.
Yeah, why not? I mean, mine is just right. It's just like right at the tip of, I almost said Christmas, but it's summer.
Yeah, it's summer.
Totally different. Right, Christmas in Australia, maybe.
Let's shut the door on Vince.
I almost tried to do it on my phone.
That wouldn't work.
That wouldn't work at all. At all. What was I going to ask you? Hold on. Shut the door, baby. Don't say a word. Well, first, have they met? I don't... Oh, probably Mar-a-Lago.
I think Mar-a-Lago, and I also just think, like, I wouldn't be surprised McGrath, like, did some WWE thing.
For sure. I'm sure he loved wrestling. I'm sure he was at least a few SmackDowns.
Definitely. He's definitely been to a SmackDown or two.
I'll try and find a picture of Mark McGrath maybe attending some kind of wrestling
event. I just feel like they've met, but it wasn't, like, a long conversation or anything.
Oh, no. They have no idea who each other are.
No,
I mean,
it was a brief, like, no... Mark knows who Vince is.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's just like, that guy's the man.
Yeah.
He probably watches wrestling. What am I saying?
Yeah.
He loves his acting.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Vince had no idea who Mark is.
Wow. I've never considered those two meeting in person, but it makes so much sense.
I think it makes sense.
Oh, God. He's such a bad man. And also, like, I think he's kind of like a wannabe failed actor, too, on top of it.
That doesn't surprise me, given what you sent. The big sketch.
Oh, God. Oh my Jesus!
But you can totally imagine see how like how wrestlers want to become actors after doing all that shit.
I mean, it makes sense.
They catch the bug.
It's a bit of the I think it was actually the Rock's probably road to. Or wait, actually, I feel like I watched a Finding Your Roots recently where someone said that they had started out actually as a wrestler and then became an actor. Now I forget who it was.
John Cena.
Maybe.
But he did.
Oh, that's funny. But he did. I don't fucking care about this man at all, but like, that is an interesting pipeline.
The WWE.
Because they are actors. I mean, yeah, like.
They are.
That, like, I don't even hate. I don't hate wrestlers. I don't feel anything for wrestlers.
Wrestlers as a whole.
It's
like,
a fucking job.
As a profession. Like,
I don't think you're promoting violence either. I think you're actually kind of having a good time.
I'm very scared of like MMA though.
MMA seems a little scary. Also, like, I mean, like, hockey, like, no offense, Canada, very violent.
Yeah.
It's extremely violent. So is football. Like, both very violent sports.
You're going to get CTE the fuck out of you on the football field.
I'm like, sure, wrestling is violent in its own way, too. It really is. But honestly, to me, it was way... I mean, like, watching it now, I'm watching it being like... I mean, if this promoted violence, fuck me up. That sucks. Like, this is too funny.
Everything's violent.
But, like, kids are dumb. So
life is every violent.
Fucking,
you know what I mean?
Everything is.
All right. Well, who's your good boy?
Oh. You're going to hate it. Facebook Feline Diabetes Group.
Oh, my God. I do
literally
hate it.
No, you do hate it. But if you have a diabetic cat.
I don't.
I swear to God, the vets know nothing. It's now I sound crazy. I really do. But like, just go to fucking Facebook. Go to Facebook. You'll find the fucking community.
I'm Julie Davidovich. Get your medical advice from Facebook. For your cat.
For your cat. And like, get it from, 15 to 30,000. I don't even know how many people there
are.
That's
a lot of feline diabetes.
I mean, I don't know how many admin there are in there. But like, of the admin,
mm-hmm.
a lot of smart people.
Are there a lot of rules?
I don't fucking know. Probably.
I feel like some subreddits. I mean, like, to me, it's like the same thing as a subreddit.
Oh, yeah, there are. But, like, I'm not really an active subredditor. You know what I mean?
Fine.
couldn't be me. But, when I lurk, I do see people and, like, the rules or whatever. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, again, so another stupid. Place I'm not going to spend a lot of time because I'm not going to understand.
Some places are so stupid about the rules.
Oh, fuck like, off.
On like the drag race subreddit, it's like they're like weirdly sticklers about certain things where you like can only post memes on certain days of the week, and I'm like, everyone needs to relax. This is
that
the
kind
internet.
Of shit. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure the mods and the admins are just, you know, all over that kind of shit. But
yeah,
this is more like I think people just trying to. I mean, again, I think diabetes is a specialized thing for humans. Like it's literally specialized. So you would go to you at least with my mom and my dad. Both prolific diabetics.
Oh, I was going to say. best in their field.
Best in your field. They both saw specialists when they got diagnosed. So, I mean, why else would you not see a specialist? It just doesn't make sense. Because, like, not every doctor knows what to do. So, every doctor's just going to be like, yeah, I don't know. Dose them with this. And then when you go in the Facebook group, they're like, no, you should really just, like... I mean, they teach you how to use a glucometer and shit. Like,
I know. Now you're like
the vet just wants you to
cat's
fucking
blood all the time.
I'm drawing my cat's blood. I'm giving him injections. It's
I know,
pretty
you're,
fun.
Okay, you're becoming a bit of a freak about it.
I'm
and
a
you're
little
into
doctor.
It?
No.
Wait, are you gonna get your nursing degree?
Ooh, should I?
I don't know.
Should I fall back on being a nurse? Oh, nurse fallback. Wow,
I can't
extra
really
fallback?
Imagine you as a nurse. No offense.
Okay. No, I don't
like
think
being
I have
on your feet that long.
Nurses are interesting people.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. Being on my feet that long, I could, but at the same time, I don't want to.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I don't want to.
I got
and working overnight. Not
I have
for
to
me.
Like improve my core before I spend that much time on my feet. Let's be honest.
That's completely fair. Do I have a good boy this week? Let me think.
Tell us about it.
Me. Think for a moment.
Oh, I also made a very good galette last week.
Oh, yes. You sent me a picture of your galette.
The onion one was much better than the tomato. It tomato, you're right. Too wet.
Too wet. It's too hard. Wet. That's why
it's not
I
good,
about
but it's
tomatoes
not amazing.
And omelets.
You're
way
so
too wet.
Right.
It's just, I mean, sun-dried tomatoes you could do if you like sun-dried tomatoes.
I just don't. I really don't. Yeah. And I'm a big tomato gal. Sun-dried tomatoes, I'm like, get these shits out of
but
here.
But you could also bake the galette so and then put the tomatoes on top after
you
bake
could.
It.
You could. Or like a nice aroog.
You could do like, you could make the galette with like pesto and mozzarella.
Oh, shit. Now I'm hungry. Oh, my God. I might
and
make
then,
a galette tonight?
And then you
I
can
have
put,
pine nuts and basil.
Yeah. And then you could put, after it's out of the oven, you could put tomato and aroog on it.
Can I make fucking pesto tonight?
You can make some fucking pesto.
Can I make some
ready-to-eat
pesto? No, I don't actually.
That's okay. Do you have Parmesan cheese?
Yes. I want garlic though.
Yeah,
maybe
you
I'll
do,
make a pesto tomorrow.
You do sort of need garlic.
Fucking shit.
Well, that's exciting
I'm
for you.
I'm starving now.
Yeah, we could put your galettes in Slimer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, your onion galette looked better than the tomato one. It looked good.
It was much more planned than the tomato one. Tomato was just an afterthought.
But they both looked good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What's your good boy?
I don't really have a good boy, honestly. I mean,
not this rain. You don't love the pitter-patter of the rain outside?
I don't love the pitter-patter of the rain.
Are you over your migraine from last week?
I'm over my... That was a bad boy. Last week's bad boy. Oh, yeah. That's why we didn't record Diane's migraine. Yeah, I guess that was a bad boy.
Oh, yeah. I guess so when you really think about
it. But I'd rather talk about Nick Lachey. And then...
The real bad boy.
Oh, yeah. Picture.
I love your slippers, by the way.
Oh, thank you. My sister-in-law got me them for Christmas.
Really?
Danielle.
Good job, Danielle.
I
forgot that was there.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't really have a good boy. That's fine. Okay, TV talk.
Oh.
TV talk.
We did it, everybody.
This is such a creaky bitch.
Creak, creak. Not me. I'm in the most perfect chair of all. Where is this from, by the way?
I think Target.
What if I got the same chair as you? Creepy or weird?
Wouldn't bother me. It would surprise me if it was still available because I got that like 5 years ago and I feel like, you know, they're going to change.
Like,
their
we have one left. It's been waiting for you.
They have
this
like
whole time.
They change their chairs up all the time. You know what I mean?
They are constantly changing
so
their chairs. So
I would be surprised if it existed, but it would not bother me.
Honestly, probably on like a Facebook Marketplace or the
Yeah, you could get it on Facebook Marketplace.
Probably just like, hey guys, I got this from Target 5 years ago.
That's exactly what
and
you
I'm
need.
I'm finally willing to part with it, even though I love it so much. $35 OBO.
OBO.
Beep, beep, beep. Must have own van.
Oh, I do have a good boy, actually. Can you imagine?
What? So late. Late-breaking bad boy. Or good
late,
boy.
Late-breaking good boy. So I was like, it's a bit of a leggings. I got leggings.
You got leggings?
I got leggings. Bitch. I don't know why. I was just like inspired to get leggings.
Interesting.
They were on sale. Let's be honest. That's why. From Aerie.
Aerie.
You know, American Eagle's undie line.
I do.
They were.
I could never fit my tits in their teeny tiny adorable little bras. Sure. They were really cute though. They were all the rage.
They are cute. But the leggings, they're like called the outlier, I don't know, something curious. Like that. Something with a line and an out or a high or something. And they're very comfortable.
Are they like a high rise?
They're high rise.
Deal. I think you can, I mean, at least for me and my body shape,
yeah,
mama needs a high rise.
Yeah, no, these mama needs a high rise as well, and they are high rise, and they're incredibly comfortable, and I've been...
Should we find some low rise examples of our childhood? Because very embarrassing.
I'll have to log back onto Facebook for that, but I can try.
Oof.
If I can find some low rise examples.
I've got a really bad one.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what? I can find one.
Mama's got some hips, and they do not lie.
They do so. Not lie, especially when it comes to low-rise jeans. Anyway, TV talk.
TV talk.
I am watching the newest season of The Bachelor. I can't explain why.
Okay. You said there were a lot of Canadians on it.
A lot of Canadians on it. And the guy is pretty hot.
Oh. Joey. Oh, we'll put the hot guy in the Slimer.
Yeah, he's
is
a
he
cute...
really hot? Is he like someone I would find hot or what? I'm looking him up.
Look him up. I mean, I think he's just like a good-looking guy. Like, he's sort of approachable hot, which is...
Approachable hot. Oh, when I make that face, this is like
he's okay. cute.
This is
he's like a cute guy.
But when you see this person from across, this is him, right?
Yeah, that's him.
This is like you're at a wedding and like this is like the person who didn't come with a date.
Oh yeah.
And they're like trying to talk to you the whole time and you're just like, oh, okay, I'll talk to you.
That's actually like a weird
person
photo
who probably won't kill me.
He's actually kind of cuter than that. I do.
He looks, what's the word? Approachable is a good word.
Yeah, he looks like he has kind eyes.
Like, kind eyes. Yeah. You can really tell. Vince McMahon?
Evil eyes.
Eyes of a psycho.
Eyes of a true sociopath. So I am watching that. There's also a new season of Next Level Chef. I don't know
that?
If you ever watched
I've
that
ever
show.
Seen that in my life.
This is a Gordon Ramsay cooking show where there's like a platform. Have I never talked about this?
No. What? Maybe you have. My brother loves Gordon Ramsay. I'm going to ask him if he's watched this.
Yeah. So it's a cooking show where there are three levels. There's a basement, a middle level, and a top level. What? And the basement kitchen has like all of the strainers have holes in it. There's no blenders. Like the pans are uneven.
How did they convince him to do this? Does he need money?
Well, it's a competition show. He's not in it. Like he's a host.
No, I know. But I mean, how did they convince him to do this show?
I feel like it was his idea.
You think so?
Well, I don't know. It's under like Studio Ramsay. Like it's.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't
whatever.
Think he needs money. I think he wants money.
Okay. Okay.
And
where is this? What channel?
It's on Hulu, but Hulu. It's on Fox.
Fox. I have cable.
Oh, brag alert. It's pretty hard to explain, but basically there's a top level, middle level, and a bottom level. And the top level has like top of the line equipment. The bottom level has like shit that you would find at like a jail kitchen. And then there's a platform that goes between the levels. It starts on the top and goes to the bottom that has ingredients on it.
Oh, wow.
And the contestants have to run and they have like 30 seconds to pick the ingredients off of the platform before it goes down to the next level. So all of the good things are taken at the top and all of the shit is left at the bottom.
That is the craziest concept.
It's literally makes no sense, but
it's so weird.
But right now it's just the beginning. It's like the tryout phase. So it's a little bit different from like what the normal episodes are.
Interesting.
And they're home chefs, they're social media chefs, and they're professional chefs, and they all compete against each other.
Unbelievable.
It's literally so chaotic, but it's
so strange.
It's very weird.
I mean, and I find it strange for him too, where it's just like, this is your show?
That's a show. Yeah. And like Richard Blaze is also on it.
Who's Richard Blaze again?
Who's Richard Blaze? He's a professional chef who's like,
oh,
and Aisha, I forget her last name. She's the most normal out of the three. Like Gordon's wacky and like they all like have teams. It's like, there's a lot going on.
Oh my God.
They like threw everything at the
wall.
Shows
are getting so much weirder and so much weirder. We're going to hit a bubble.
Like we started with Top Chef and somehow now we're here.
The bubble's going to pop. It's just like, you know. There's enough competition out there. I feel like I'm not watching anything new except for like the fucking True Detective shit.
Oh yeah, I don't like it.
It's not
I'm
good.
I'm so over it. I'm
Jody,
so over
what
it.
Happened? Why I'm did like, they put you in this? This
unfortunately,
sucks.
I'm bored.
Unfortunately, I'm bored, but I'm still watching it.
I'm still watching it, but like I can't.
I'm watching the new 90 Day Fiancé. It's not even new. It's just I just noticed it was on there. I've been ignoring it for 4 weeks.
Wow.
And it's like it's a fucking type where. What's it called? Diaries. 90 DF Diaries where it's like even
couples.
Worse. Former couples. And they're like, here's our life now. But it's all user shots. So like they're doing the shooting. It's
kill
terrible.
Me. Why would you watch that?
It's just because it's so funny. Because you're just like, oh God, now. And then they'll be like, and now our, like the brother of someone on the show is now meeting someone else. And you're like, okay. Mm. And they're not even from a different country. So, like, there's no kind of tie-in with 90 Day Fiancé. It's just, like, some racist member of your family is trying to marry someone now.
Oh, yeah. It's boring.
It's so stupid.
And then I've also watched two kind of lackluster episodes of Law & Order SVU in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. It's a lack. Wait, is the okay. Blow-Up Doll a running story?
It's a running story, all right. Olivia is haunted by the disappearance of this blow-up doll girl.
That's so awful.
But I got to say, Law & Order Organized Crime.
The star, Elliot, the real star here, Elliot,
is pretty good.
Shining bright.
Of
He's
course.
Someone who's really had such a storied, interesting career
such
and a lot
storied.
Of range and still hot.
Still hot.
Still fuckable.
I mean, he was on Veep, my favorite show of all time. So I can't, you know, he got to smooch Julia Louis-Dreyfus. So that's exciting for me.
His character on that was very funny.
So funny. Yeah, he really does it all.
Actually, that was a really good character. Ugh, I forget he was even on that.
Yeah. God, he really does it all.
He's got a lot of. He's got.
He's so range. Funny. He's so funny.
You Chris, really light up when you think about him.
The thing so. Is, like,
you've had a crush. He's I've like had, your long-standing crush. Actually.
I mean, him and Eminem.
Wow. Two I mean, bad boys.
Two icons.
Sure.
Of the screen.
Of the screen. Yes.
And my heart.
Oh.
Do you have any other TV talks?
You would absolutely divorce Jeriff. What's his face was just like Zoe.
Christopher Maloney?
Yeah.
Oh.
If Christopher Maloney just like walked in the door one day and like.
Out of here.
Yeah.
He's just like. But he's really in love with his wife.
That's beautiful.
I mean, but he hasn't met me yet.
You're right.
So
meet Zoe first.
Listening, I would never say you're a bad boy, Chris. Except like in the bedroom. No. Oh my God. Clink a doodle doo.
Sorry, everybody.
Okay.
What if you found out he was the worst person ever? That would ruin everything.
I would be really, really.
You would really be an apologist though. You'd be like, maybe he was just having a bad day.
I would be like, separate the art from the artist. He was so good in Wet Hot American Summer.
Like, I'm still watching it.
Okay. Well, email Diane at badboypod.com. Your bad boys on the block. Your good boys. Follow us at Bad Boy Podcast on Instagram.
Your cat's glucose levels.
Yeah. Please
if you nasty.
DM Diane your cat's glucose level. She's obsessed.
And because she like, she just like sharing her own.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, she puts her own glucose levels in the feline diabetes group.
She pretends she's a cat. She's really, she has her own like Munchausen thing, but like
Munchausen
with
by
herself. And she's pretending that her cat is diabetes, but it's really her.
Yeah.
She's just, She's
shop at badboypod.com for a shirt. I think that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Leave us a 5-star review. Subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
We love it. Have a huge binge.
See if I care. Binge.
Sure. Why not?
And
live every day like it's gonna rain the whole fucking day for 5 days.
Live every day like Vince McMahon is going to jail for life.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's like we don't even like jail, but
that guy, he can go.
He can go to jail.
Why not? Brought to you by Lady Parts.